8:40 here on Thursday's edition of the AM Update, and we continue, I guess not continue, we start with our preseason preview interviews, and joining us now on the phone from Jamestown College's fourth-year head volleyball coach, John Hagerly. Coach, how are you doing today?
Great. Thanks, Steve.
Hey, great to talk to you, and of course, this is your fourth season leading the Jimmies. You ended the last 3 years in the DAC, taking the last three championships, so it's been a pretty good run for you guys, but of course, obviously, the DAC has been disbanded, and that makes things a little tougher here in 2012.
Yeah, it does. You know, certainly we kind of treasure those rivalries, and we still are playing a number of those teams. However, we don't have a conference schedule there, so some of the scheduling is a little bit more difficult, but because of the number of quality teams we have in the area, we're able to still continue those rivalries.
So if I'm not mistaken, what is it, six, eight home games?
We have six home games, and then we have an alumni game on September 15th. That'll be a seventh game, but yeah, six home games.
Getting ready to open up the season on Saturday. How has practice been going these last couple weeks?
I would guess it's a typical preseason. We've had our ups and we've had our downs, you know, just getting back into volleyball shape and getting the stuff done that we needed. We always have to go through the process of assimilating the incoming freshmen and new players, and that's always a challenging but great experience. And so at this point, we feel pretty good about the way things are shaping up.
Obviously, not the way you wanted 2011 to end, a tough loss in that AII semifinal match. Is that still in the back of the minds of some of the girls?
Yeah, you know, I think it's in the front of the mind of a lot of them as well. Certainly, you know, to be up 13-8 in Game 5 and then end up losing seven straight points and losing 15-13 to keep us out of the national tournament, that certainly can cause some sleepless nights. And I know our returning players, which we have a lot of them, have thought quite a bit about that and talked quite a bit about that in the off season and last spring. And I think they're pretty hungry to try to make sure we do it right this time.
So you do get a lot of returners back from last year's squad, including the DAC Player of the Year, Katie Zent. What does having her back mean to this team?
Well, she's just got such a tremendous presence on the court. She's probably our fiercest competitor. She's, you know, obviously got a tremendous amount of experience starting for 4 years in the middle for us. And so we look for tremendous leadership out of her, and she provided that last year. And it kind of gives us a firm foundation to rest on throughout the season.
Who are some of the other returners that are going to make impacts again this season?
Well, we also have Sarah Becker back, and she played middle for us last year, and she was actually the AII Player of the Year and was chosen as an honorable mention All-American. And so she's come back stronger, and so we do have quite a strong presence in the middle with her and Katie Zent. We have one of our setters back, Kelsey Derrigish, and she's setting better than she did last year. She really improved a lot during the off season, which was a challenge we put in front of her. And then we have Caitlin Rogala, who was a strong presence for us, both blocking and hitting on the right. She's looked really good in practice. One of the players that we're really excited about is senior Katie Lee. She was also first-team All-DAC and first-team AII last year as a libero, and she's one of the best liberos in the nation. And she's just getting better and better and does all the little things that really help our team play at a high level. So, and then we have Beth Siegerholm, another senior back, and Emily Schuda, and they had extended time last year, and they're both improved. So we do feel good about the changes and the improvement that has taken place, not just within our team, but within our individual players throughout the off season.
We're talking with the head coach of the Jamestown women's volleyball team, John Hagerly. And, Coach, also you've got some newcomers that are going to be mixed in as well. Why don't you tell us some of the new faces we'll see?
Yeah, we do have two incoming freshmen that will be on the varsity and see extended playing time. Kaya Buck is an all-state setter from Minnesota. It's kind of interesting. She played her high school volleyball for my father, so we had a little in there, and she's come in and she's looking good. And, you know, the process of her just figuring out our system and figuring out our players will take a little while. And so we know that there's going to be some miscues along the way, but she's got all the skills and the competitiveness to really help our team out, not just this season, but in the future. And then we have another outside hitter who actually we recruited as a setter, but now she's kind of moved into an outside hitter position. Her name is Elena Brown. She's from Bloomington, Minnesota, and played her volleyball at Bloomington Kennedy High School in the Twin Cities. And she's just got tremendous volleyball IQ and savvy, and she's so in control of herself. And so she's added a really nice element to what we're doing. And then Jana Johnson, who saw time last year as a freshman, she's improved in all parts of her game. She does have a pulled muscle right now, and so she's out for the last couple days, and we'll see what happens on Saturday. But she's going to get a tremendous amount of playing time this year as well. So we do feel good about the core that we have to put on the court this year.
You talked a little bit about the local rivalries that you have, and I know the Valley City-Jamestown rivalry runs deep, and you guys get a chance at them right off the bat here on Saturday. Is it as deep in volleyball as it is in some other sports?
Yeah, you know, it really is, and it really kind of ramped up last year when they ended up beating us in five at their place last season. I would guess that was a low spot in our season. We really had to think about how we prepared for matches and not taking teams for granted. And so there is going to be some extra incentive for our players to get in there and to rectify that last year. And they're improved. Susan's doing a great job over there at Valley City. They've got some good players that they have coming in, some good new players. And she's done a nice job with training that team. So we know they're going to be well coached and they're going to compete hard. So it'll be a good match on Saturday.
You guys open up on Saturday. You play Waldorf College first, and then Valley City State at 4 o'clock on Saturday. That game you can be heard right here on KQDJ AM 1400. And the first time I will see you guys is September 5th against Mayville, and I'm looking forward to it.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to it, Steve. I just am excited that we're going to be on the air a little bit more this year and that we have your support.
Absolutely. Well, Coach, thanks for joining me here this morning, and I look forward to getting to know you over the course of the fall, and I wish you the best of luck.
That sounds great. Thanks, Steve.
All right, thanks, John. That Bye. Is the head coach of the Jamestown College volleyball team, John Hagerly, joining us here on the AM Update. Coming up, we've got to take a break, and we've got your weather and announcements coming up in just a little bit.